plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it hits it when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. Shelter of a mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake and she buys a frozen steak and goes running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more.
You know, I've been playing that song my entire career, and this is the first time I knew it was a song about a drug.
What a drag it is.
Mother's little helper is that little yellow pill. She takes a little yellow pill. I have heard this song hundreds of times. I never connected it.
Appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. And for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight.
Now the lyrics are all different for me. Now, how did I miss that?
Some more of these outside the door. She took four more.
What a dragon is
getting old.
Yeah, I never realized that before. That's got a whole new meaning for me, that song. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me. 609 WRJN, sunny today with a high near 59. I officially put my snow scrapers away. They were sitting in the back seat of the car. I put them in the trunk. I did that once before, and then it snowed again. So, you know, you got to be careful. Sunny today, highs near 59, partly cloudy, lows 40. Tonight, increasing clouds, highs near 59 tomorrow. I think I'm safe putting it away. There's a Freudian slip. My wife put away the snow shovel about a month or so ago. Then it snowed. She had to take it out. It's still sitting back there. Don't move it until the 4th of July when we're safe. Right now it's sunny and 49 degrees. Don't forget, we've got the Brewers taking on the Reds. Milwaukee will be at Cincinnati, 505 here on WRJN Radio, 610. And did you see the eclipse yesterday? I didn't have the glasses, so I went outside with my sunglasses, and that wasn't going to work because it wasn't going to work. And then I noticed my next-door neighbor coming out with a pair of the glasses. I said, can I try them? And she goes back in her house and pulls out an extra pair. I said, wow. And I looked through the thing, the glasses, and amazing. I've seen a solar eclipse before, but, you know, it's always amazing every time you see it. And then another one of our neighbors came out. We lent her the glasses, and all three of us are sitting there in, you know, dumb amazement. We're looking at the sun. It really was impressive. Even though it wasn't a total eclipse where we were, it was pretty impressive. I mean, I was, you know, I watched the whole thing on ABC TV, ran that thing, Eclipse Across America. And even on television, it was a wow watching it. So, yeah, that was... you know, if you missed it, well, to get one in 20 years from now, I won't be around, but maybe you'll be around in 20. I might be. I doubt it. And if I am around, I won't be knowing what an eclipse is. So, anyway, that was great yesterday. Now, hopefully, you didn't stare at that if you did see it. A lot of people did do it, though. Apparently, they were told not to do it. Here's a quick roundup of some of the nonsense from yesterday's eclipse. Google searches for "my eyes hurt" skyrocketed right after the eclipse ended. They peaked around 3:20 p.m. just as the eclipse was maxing out over the East Coast. Searches for "why my eyes hurt," "why do my eyes hurt," were also up. The answer, because you stared at the sun, dummy. If you did stare at the eclipse, the Weather Channel posted a list of symptoms to look out for, like headaches, blurred vision, a blind spot in one of your both eyes. The good news is, excuse me, it usually resolves itself, especially if you only peek for a few seconds. Remember Seinfeld? You're not supposed to peek. You're just supposed to peek. It's like a look at the sun. You got to peek, it'll hurt your eyes. Remember that? See a doctor, optometrist or a doctor if your eyes continue to hurt. People are also claiming to have eclipse sickness, even though there's no evidence it's a real thing. Reported symptoms range from insomnia, fatigue, no appetite. The one woman who claimed it knocked her off her cycle. Yeah. In less funny eclipse news, a woman in Florida shot at cars on the highway and blamed it on the eclipse. She had two people. Luckily, no one died. She just checked out of a hotel and told the staff she was going on a shooting spree. Said God told her to do it because of the eclipse. She's facing attempted murder charges. See, we got to get that lady off the street, like out of society. Yeah. Let's see. Joe Biden trolled Donald Trump for staring straight at the last big eclipse in 2017. I remember that. His wife was wearing the glasses, Melania, and he wasn't. Biden's official Twitter account posted a video of him standing in the same spot with eclipse glasses on this time. Enjoy the eclipse. Play it safe. Don't be silly, it said. Well, let's see. Donald Trump put out his own eclipse video instead of the moon, a silhouette of his head passing in front of the sun, saying the most important event in human history is coming. Puts his head in front of the sun. YouTuber turned wrestler Logan Paul posted a video of the eclipse from his private plane. The footage itself is pretty lame, but everyone on board seemed pretty psyched about it. NASA posted footage from the space station. The full shadow passing over the Earth. That's interesting to look at. Yes, you see the shadow over the Earth. That's a view we don't usually see, huh? Cloud cover put a damper on seeing things for some spots. Anybody who missed the full thing this time around gets another chance when the big eclipse cuts across the U.S. in 2045. Now, last week they said it was 2044 in 20 years. Now it's 21 years. Or if you can't wait, book your tickets now and head up to Greenland in 2 years. There'll be a solar eclipse in Greenland. So there you go. That's the big wrap-up of the eclipse news from yesterday. And I got to say, it was pretty impressive. I was pretty knocked out by it. I thought it was a pretty nice thing, you know, to look at. It lasted 4 minutes and some odd seconds, but it was nice. And it brought people together. For once, we weren't talking about politics or religion or anything else, wars. We were just looking at the sun. It's 6:15 at WRJN now. Coming up, Nick Dembski from the Racine Library is going to be here talking about some big programs at the library. They had an eclipse day yesterday at the library. It was a viewing thing. They gave you glasses and everything. I tried yesterday to get glasses everywhere. The Speedway stores sold them, but they were all out. I tried a whole bunch of Speedway stores, including one whose line was busy for over a half hour. I think they took the phone off the hook. Too many idiots calling at the last minute looking for those glasses, I guess. I tried all over. I couldn't get them. Luckily, my neighbor had an extra pair. All right, 42 million people felt that earthquake, the 4.8 magnitude earthquake that hit the East Coast last Friday, including a 33-year-old dad near Philadelphia who was getting a vasectomy at the time when it happened. Luckily, he's okay, but he won't have kids again. No, that was the plan anyway, right? Okay. A man says that he stayed at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas and the staff used a toothbrush to clean the bathroom. He says the damage to his toothbrush was very obvious, but the hotel offered him a $50 credit. Someone in Virginia Beach recently tipped their Lyft driver with cash, which is unusual these days. They gave him $5. He went into a store, a gas station, and turned that $5 into a lottery ticket and won $150,000. I did something similar. I got $10 out of my drawer the other day to buy a lottery ticket and lost everything. A new study claims men are making a huge mistake on their online dating profiles. They're talking about sports too much. The idea is they should be more diverse in their interests that would appeal more to women. Men do better when they talk about long walks on. Men do better when they talk about long walks on the beach rather than how the Brewers are doing. Teenagers in 2024, are they still responsible enough to babysit? Someone polled 30,000 adults, and they think teen babysitters are more or less responsible than they used to be. 9% said more. Not too promising. I was a babysitter when I was a teenager. I just went over the house and watched television with the kid till the parents came home. Easy money. It was like 75 cents an hour. A jerk in Texas goes to a restaurant on April 1st and tips $100 on a $27 bill. He signed it. Then over the whole receipt, he said, "April Fool's, dummy, no tip for you." I would have run the credit card with a $100 tip on it and say, "April Fool, no April Fool's." Yeah. All right, what's better than a dollar store? How about a 99-cent store? However, 99-cent stores are shutting down. 371 stores going out of business. Yeah, how long can you stay in business when you charge 99 cents per item? Do they charge 99? I was never at a 99-cent store. I know the dollar stores charge more than a dollar. The directors of Quiet on the Set. Now, that's that series where they're just tearing apart Nickelodeon for hiring pedophiles that were abusing children on the set of the Nickelodeon shows. Anyway, they're going to do more investigations of abuses in children's entertainment when they get done with the series they're doing now on Nickelodeon. It is kind of shocking if you haven't seen it yet. I think on demand, it's on the ID channel. And you can watch all first five episodes are on there now. They just did another episode the other night. Showbiz news, Disney releasing Toy Story 5. Get ready, it's coming out June 19th of 2026. Quantum Leap canceled after two seasons on NBC. And Pat Sajak announced his last episode of Wheel of Fortune Friday, June 7th of this year. Boy, he's been there a long time, Pat Sajak. Huh? He tried to have a talk show once, like Merv Griffin, and, you know, didn't work. I think it was a late night show, like more like Jimmy Kimmel. It just didn't work. It's 619 WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. Stay right where you are. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 59 degrees. Partly cloudy, lows 40 tonight, increasing clouds. Highs near 59 tomorrow. Right now, sunny. 49 degrees.
Yeah.
funny. Lawrence Welk had, I think, Gail and Dale sang this on the Lawrence Welk show once. It's a famous clip. And they sing this song, and Lawrence Welk had no idea what this song was about. He had no idea it was about drugs. One toke over the line. So after Dale and Gail, or Gail and Dale, start after they finish the song, he says, "Isn't that a nice modern spiritual from Gail and Dale?" No, it's not a modern spiritual. Lawrence Welk had no clue to what this song was about. Bless Lawrence Welk. My mother and I used to watch his show every day. Every Saturday on PBS, they ran the reruns. Love Lawrence Welk. I love Lawrence Welk. He was so clueless when it came to this song. It's going to be a beautiful, sunshiny day. High's near 60. They're saying 59. I'm going to say near 60. It sounds better, doesn't it? Right now, the sun is coming up. I was surprised when I came in this morning. The sun was on the horizon. I look up my clock here on my phone and say, am I an hour late? The sun's starting to come up a little earlier for me now. I love that. That's very, very nice. Hey, coming up at 7:06 this morning, Nick Dembski from the Racine Public Library is going to be with a few new programs they have. And some you've never heard of before. Some new stuff coming to the library. And Mr. Dembski is going to be here at 7:06 this morning at WRJN. And here's a fun question about one of our most valuable possessions. Say you were driving to work and you realized today you forgot your cell phone at home. How far would you have to go before you wouldn't come back for it? The average answer in a new poll was 10 minutes away. If you were more than 10 minutes away, you would not come back for the phone. So we'd be willing to devote 20 minutes total to come back and get our phones. 10 minutes, you know, going back home, 10 minutes back to where we were. If it takes more time than that, we'll go without it all day. My wife forgot her phone when we went to church the other day. I don't think I've ever forgotten my phone. I mean, I've been in the driveway and realized I didn't have it, but I've never driven away with it. Isn't it funny? If we don't have our phone, we start hyperventilating. We can't breathe. I mean, it's a phone. I mean, all my life I got away without carrying a cell phone with me. Now all of a sudden, you know, I watch these videos on YouTube, police videos. People are being arrested. They won't put their phones down. They're carrying their phones. I mean, you see groups of kids walking around at these big street functions, fairs, and everybody's carrying a phone. They won't put their phones in their pocket. They got to have their phone in their hand. So this woman is being arrested for shoplifting, and she got caught on camera. I mean, you could see it. She got caught. She wouldn't put her phone down. She wants to make calls. Cop says, "You're under arrest. Give me that phone." She goes, no, don't take my phone away. Don't take my phone away. I don't mind if you mind if you put me in prison. Just don't take my phone away. Boy. All right, this one is from our files, okay? We got this from our archives. A little girl in South Carolina was flying home with her parents from overseas when she lost a tooth. And I mean really lost it. It fell out of the plane, and they couldn't find it. Actually, they found out it was on the plane because a pilot stepped up and wrote her a note and said, "Dear Tooth Fairy, Lena, a tooth fell out on a flight to Greenville. Please take this one in place of her tooth." He signed it Captain Josh. So maybe it did fall. Oh, fell out on the plane, not off the plane. Anyway, so the captain got her a tooth. I wonder if it was her tooth. Let's see what else we got here. 15-year-old in Texas almost died in a car crash, but came back. His doctors pronounced him dead, but his mom told him to keep fighting. And then his hand moved, and they rushed him into surgery for brain injuries. Now, he was in a coma for a while, and they said he'd probably never walk or talk again. A year later, he's not only talking, he's on the basketball team. And this kid, they had 6 feet under. Isn't that amazing? Time to let it out. A poll found our top office gripes. Are you ready? IT issues. Old computers are too slow. Coworkers talking too loudly. Office gossip. People leave dirty dishes in the sink or leave the office kitchen messy. When someone calls in sick, but you know they're not sick. Gross, smelly bathrooms. paper jams and broken printers, people not calling out when they are sick. You don't want those germs all over the place. But some borrows something from your desk without asking. Imagine working in that place with all these things going on. Whoa. Couldn't work there. Odd but true, the original Friday the 13th movie, considered a horror classic now, but it was nominated for a Razzie for Worst Picture of the Year when it came out in 1980. It lost out to Can't Stop the Music. It still is a bad movie, Friday the 13th, the original. Here's a fun fact for you. 57% of Americans say they have what it takes to be an action movie star. See, I know my limitations, as Clint Eastwood said in one of his Dirty Harry movies. Know your limitations. I know mine. I'm not an action movie star. Never have been, never will be. A new poll asked Americans, do you think that your best days are behind you or ahead of you? 38% said the best is yet to come. 14% said they're living their best now. 27% said it's behind them. Well, I don't know. No, I think it was, I don't know. You never know what's going to happen. I'm thinking about it now. Well, I could be living it now, my best day. I don't know. I hope it's ahead of me. Odd but true, the owner of a bridal shop in Chicago says she was just asking to reorder a bride's dress months before the wedding because, get this, the grandmother of the bride was accidentally buried in her granddaughter's wedding dress. How the heck does that happen? How do you accidentally bury somebody in your granddaughter's wedding dress? A survey had people rank different types of vacations. Camping, dead last for both men and women. Both picked the beach as the best type of vacation. Here's what I have to say about camping. They say it's so good. If it's so good, how come all the insects outside are trying to get into my house? If it's 6:29, stay where you are.
Wouldn't that be a cool way to get rich? Just finding treasure? It's not like the lottery, you know what I mean? It's treasure. I would be so cocky if I found treasure. Oh my gosh. I'd wear the crown all the time. Carry around a little scepter. Just bossing people around. Stop. Okay, you can go. Relax. Relax. You're good. Everyone's like, what's his problem? I'd carry like the goblet around with me all the time. This drink from a big goblet. Go out to the bar with it. What's up, dude? Can I get a rum and coke? Yeah, oh, you can put it in my goblet. Yeah, that's real gold. I found treasure, whatever. I was like, oh. So cocky. My landlord would come to my apartment and be like, Nick. Yeah, Nick, the rent's due. It's $800. I'm like, $800? Really? That's a lot. Let's see, do you have change for a ruby? Wow, that is big. Yeah, don't call me anymore. That'd be great. You keep that ruby.
WRJN Radio. It's a beautiful morning, sunny, 49 degrees. It is gorgeous. Today's sunny with a high near 49. I was looking at the sun out there, by the way, thinking, I just a quick look at it, and I said, you know what? Yesterday, All of America just wanted to look at that sun. And here it is, right in my backyard this morning. That sun is right there over Lake Michigan. I heard a woodpecker out there this morning, just a few minutes ago, really rat-tat-tatting on somebody's tree or pole. He was really going at it. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 40. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 59. Right now, it is sunny and 49 degrees, and what a beautiful morning. The Brewers in Cincinnati to take on the Reds 505 on WRJN Radio. Time for local news. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center keeping an eye on things for us this morning. There's still high water in Kenosha County. The Fox River near New Munster this morning was at just over 12 feet, foot above the flood stage. Homes in Wheatland and Salem Lakes near the river are impacted, with the water not expected to come down until Friday afternoon. It's possible water will recede sooner, with another flood update scheduled for later today. There's a preliminary hearing tomorrow for the Kenosha woman charged in the Racine County hit-and-run death of her boyfriend. 36-year-old Sarah McAuliffe is accused of hitting her 33-year-old boyfriend, Josh Billings, with her car and taking off a few weeks back. McAuliffe told police she was driving on Highway J in Rochester and her boyfriend jumped out of the vehicle. A complaint says evidence doesn't support that claim. She's been charged with hit and run, resulting in death and carrying a concealed weapon. The Green Bay Packers in Kenosha today. The Packers will have their tailgate tour kicking off today, with current players, alumni, and fans coming together for a week-long celebration. There'll be some unannounced stops as well. The announced stops include a fundraiser for the Shalom Center charity in Kenosha County. The tour features current players and alumni as well. Packers President CEO Mark Murphy will also be in attendance. The tour moves to Beloit tomorrow, Platteville on Thursday. And the place to look at space needs a new name. Kenosha Unified Schools are looking for suggestions for a name for the planetarium at Bradford High School. The school board is hoping to have a name picked by June, but they need some ideas first. The chosen person or place must have historical significance, and local persons or places will be given priority over state and national figures. There's more about how to get involved in the Kenosha Unified School District planetarium name at their website. How about the Don Rosen Planetarium? That sounds catchy. How about the DR Planetarium? I think that's kind of catchy. I kind of like that. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. He's keeping an eye on all our news for us today. Thank you, Stuart. I love updates every hour and every half hour throughout the day today here on WRJN. Coming up at 7:06, we've got Nick Dembski from the Racine Public Library. Talk about some new programs for everybody at the library. It's the latest. It's the greatest. It's the library. Hey, if you're planning a road trip, keep this in mind. 27% of us have regularly zoned out behind the wheel. The average is four times a week. Having a lot on your mind is the number one reason we zone out. I've never zoned out at the wheel, but I know people can fall asleep at the wheel. Wow, it feels like getting tired. You know, pull over. All right, here's some things that could be making you more forgetful. Not forgetting and not getting enough sleep, multitasking, drinking alcohol, smoking, not eating certain foods like leafy veggies, fish, berries, and nuts. Not sleeping enough can affect your ability to learn new things by up to 40%. It can affect the part of your brain which is responsible for making new memories. I just think I'm getting old. I think that's as simple as that. Although I did have two salads for dinner yesterday. I had a salad on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon. So yeah, I'm eating salads. Amazon working on a feature for Alexa that could allow you to speak to a dead family member. All it needs is a one-minute audio clip of the deceased talking. It's unclear when this feature will be released, if any time. A grateful Burger King employee at a Las Vegas airport showed off the lame gift bag he got after 27 years on the job without missing a day. What did they give him? After 27 years without missing a day, they gave him a lanyard, some pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. Isn't that pathetic? When I was here for 24 years, the previous owner of this company gave me nothing for 24 years. Nothing. A guy in England found an iPhone in a river while canoeing with his family, and he first thought, well, there might be some irreplaceable photos on it. So he dried it out, got it to work again, tracked down the owner. It turns out it was a guy from Scotland, lost it in the river, and had been there for 10 months, and it still worked. Isn't that something? An elementary school in New Jersey threw a big going away party were a crossing guard. Her name, Claire Bauman. She's retiring at the age of 94. She's been a crossing guard at that same crossing at the school for 57 years. Started back in the mid-60s. Wow. That's something, huh? 57 years on the job as a crossing guard. Think of all the kids she safely got from one side to the other. All right, bored with the usual vacations? There's a concept for a Sky Cruise flying hotel. They claim it can carry 5,000 guests. It would essentially allow people to vacation in the sky. Would never need to land. All supplies and guests would be delivered to the Sky Cruise by private and commercial planes. All right, what do you do when you get up there? What do they have, shuffleboard? What do you do when you get up there? There's nothing to do, really, right? Good news, Costco was selling a light-up patio umbrella powered by solar panels. The bad news is it was recalled. It can catch fire. I found this thing online, this video, and it's an inflatable camping set. So you have to have one of those things that blows, you know, things up. And you blow up this cabin, and it looks like a cabin. You know those jumpy things they have at parties for kids? It's something like that, but it's a cabin, and it looks like a cabin. So you blow it up. You can go inside. Then you blow up a mattress for the bed. You blow up a couch to sit on. You blow up a table and chairs. I mean, it's a cabin. But you've got to have that thing, you know, that air thing that blows it up and make sure it works, because if it doesn't work, you know. So I guess you need a generator if you're out in the woods. If I ever go camping, this is the way I want to go camping. Now, the problem is, all you need is one animal to come by with a claw and scratch it and poke a hole in it, and your whole the whole camping trip is done. But I loved it. I sent it to my wife. And I, you know, if this is the way you want to go camping, fine. I'll go in the woods with that thing. That's really neat. All right, odd but true, the producers of Gone with the Wind, which was playing at the Marcus Renaissance Theater. I think it's playing tomorrow night as well. It was playing on Sunday. They were fined $5,000 for using the word damn in the movie. Remember? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. $5,000 for that line. Now, find that in cartoons. A survey shows that most people think video gaming should be taught in schools, either extracurricular like sports or core curriculum to teach like critical thinking and lead to careers in digital arts and software engineering. When Nick Dembski from the library comes in, they have things on video gaming at the library. Yeah, so we'll talk about that too. Odd but true, ever worry about getting hit from an object by an object from outer space? Only one person in history has ever been hit by a meteorite that they can prove. It was a woman named Ann Hodges in Alabama. She was in her house November of 1954 when a chunk of meteorite broke through her ceiling and hit her in the thigh. She survived with a great story to tell. Odd but true. Drivers in Florida can receive a fine for up to $114 for blasting music in their cars. Other cities and states that have laws like that, California, that's it. What do you think about it? Good idea or bad idea? I think it's a good idea. You know when I hear a lot of blasting music when motorcycles come down Main Street? The music is so loud. It's bad enough they, you know, have the loud mufflers on the bikes, but still. Or no mufflers on the bikes. All right, got a birthday? Good news. What's the best month to have a birthday? Well, June got the most votes in a new survey, followed by July. Five different months tied for last place. November, December, January, February, and March. Yeah, you know why? My daughter's is in early January. And you know what the problem with that is? When people used to give her Christmas gifts, they used to say, well, here, this is for both Christmas and your birthday. And you know they didn't double up on the cost. You know that. And then, you know, same thing for in December. My grandmother's and my ex-father-in-law's birthday were both on December 25th. And you know they didn't double up on the gifts. You know they didn't, you know. They get, oh, yeah, this is for both. No, it's not. You cheapskate. All right. You ever heard of the company, the tech company named Cisco? Yeah, you've heard of that. Doesn't stand for anything. It's not an acronym. It's just nothing. They took the word San Francisco, chopped off San Fran, and left Cisco. And that's how it got its name. Odd but true. Here are four weird things that have been linked to higher IQs. You're a cat person. You've done drugs and drink a lot. Really? You're tall and you're funny. Well, I'm tall. That's it. That old batch. Odd but true, a study found that people are more likely to have and make new friends with people who have similar body odor as they do. How do you know what body odor you have? Because you can't smell your own body. You can smell other people's and say, whoa, hope I don't smell like you. You mean I do smell like you? Oh, no. I mean, think about that. How do you know what you smell like? From the archives, this was a contractor in Idaho removed the roof of the wrong house. The family is still without a roof. The contractor claims he's working on it. He tried to get insurance to cover it, but the family just has a tarp over it now. And recent rain created water damage. That happened here at this radio station, and I have the video to prove it. We had this guy who came in and decided to put a new roof on the building. We paid him to do it, and I guess he didn't finish it. He left the roof wide open, and he put a tarp over it. Well, we had a rainstorm. Tarp blew off, and the rain not only came into the building, it was pouring in the building. Luckily, the studios didn't get wet, but our office was so wet it had 2 inches of water on the floor. All the computers were ruined. Water was pouring in everywhere. If you ever saw the video, and we have the video, it's shocking. Hey, if you have a comment to make, you can go to the Civic Media app, download it, and just go to WRGN and text me a message. Or you can call 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. If you have a question for our guest later on, Nick Dembski from the library, you can text me the question, 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. I'm Don Rosen at WRJN, a Civic Media station, hometown radio. Refreshed, it's 6:49. Sunny, gorgeous day today. Highs near 60. All right. It says 59 degrees. I'm just upping it 1 degree. Partly cloudy. Lows around 40 tonight. Looks like increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 59. Right now, the sun is shining. It was 49 degrees just a minute ago, but it feels like it might be 1 degree Everything I could tell if it's 1 degree. Yep, 2 degrees. It's up. 51 degrees now in Racine. Hey, coming up 5:05 today, the Brewers will be in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. We'll have the game live on WRJN Radio. Just a quick reminder, do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the new programs at the Racine Library. Nick Dembski is going to be in here shortly, and we'll have a chit-chat about that. This 14-year-old kid sneezed out a coin that he shoved up his nose when he was 4 years old. So it's been up his nose for 10 years. It's finally out. That's the good news. The bad news is, due to inflation, it doesn't have the same value as it did back when he shoved it up his nose 10 years ago. All right. Here are the top five things people would do if they were independently wealthy. You ready? Travel the world, retire early, spend it on their family, buy their dream house, or start their own business. You know what I'd do with it? I would give it to animal shelters across America. If I was independently wealthy, I'd make sure all the animal shelters and all the disabled vets organizations were fully funded forever. That's if I had my druthers, if I was independently wealthy. Hey, you want to enjoy your upcoming vacation? All right, here are some new things you can worry about on your summer vacation. 6% of people say they have cheated on their significant other while they were on vacation together. Getting sunburned just once every 2 years triples your risk of skin cancer. And heart attacks are the most common ways to die on vacation. Have a great vacation. All right, let's see what else we got here for you. On that happy note, let's see. Not everybody wants to be in the Super Bowl halftime show. First of all, you don't get paid to be in the halftime show, you know that? There's no pay for that. Not everybody wants to be in it. Here's a list of artists who have passed on doing a Super Bowl halftime show. Jay-Z. He was, for being told to bring guests, he didn't want to bring guests. He wanted to do the whole show himself, so he said no. Rihanna, she didn't want to be there to stand in solidarity at the time with Colin Kaepernick. Pink, she and Adele said they don't know how to dance. And to the halftime show, I guess you have to know how to dance. A man in Louisiana filed a lawsuit after getting a ticket because his dog was not wearing a seatbelt. Well, these ain't no $50 or $60 tickets either. The ticket he got was $300 and $400. He called them nonsense tickets. Odd but true, a woman on TikTok claims she washes her salad in a washing machine to make sure it's all clean. Remember that episode on Seinfeld where Kramer took his salads into the shower and he washed all the lettuce down while he was taking a shower? Odd but true, FedEx almost went under back in the 70s in their early years. They only had $5,000 in the bank and needed to pay off $24,000. They're still around because the founder took that $5,000 to Las Vegas, gambled it on blackjack, and won $27,000. You know, it's funny because he told that story on 60 Minutes. So I know it's true. I mean, but could you imagine that? He bankrolled the entire company on that roulette wheel. Or blackjack, rather. Want to live to a ripe old age and be happy? Woman in the UK just turned 100 years old. Her secret, she said, is avoid talking to strange men and you'll be fine. She also says she spends a lot of time with children that keeps her young in heart. A lot of these people who live to be over 100 always say, I had a shot of booze every day. That's what did it. If it wasn't for the booze. All right, like snacks from vending machines, a whaling company in Japan is struggling, so they're adding vending machines, but no soda and stuff like that. Actual whale products will be in there. I guess for your summer barbecues, huh? Does your mom babysit for her grandchild for free? A 29-year-old mom was hoping her mother would help her out and babysit so she can go out and save on daycare. Her 64-year-old mom is asking $20 an hour plus overtime to babysit for her grandchild. Isn't that something? Sunshine today. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high near 59 degrees, partly cloudy, lows around 40 tonight. Increasing cloud cover with a high near 59 tomorrow. That's lovely. I love it. The sun is up there. Yesterday, we're all watching for the eclipse. Remember that? And now there's the sun all by itself. I love the headline in the New York Post today. America gets mooned. I love that. What a great headline. It's sunny and 51 degrees now at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. Hey, you got a comment to make? You can download the Civic Media app and do it there. Just go to WRJN. Or you can text me at 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445.